It's Hails and Mimosas, the podcast, our Christmas week episode. In this episode, Travis and Steven give you the Holly Jolly Christmas tag, and a call from Grizzly Kiki has me and my third best friend, Gina Marie, filling you in on what we've been up to.
Come on, oh ye faithful, I got something to share, guaranteed to make your humbug disappear. I got a reason to the season, to get the yuletide into you. Come on, Mary, let's get married, change your attitude. No, this ain't your mama's Christmas carol, so rejoice. It's a holiday when you're near, baby.
Our boys
will be loud and proud and singing gaily.
These words
got you up and bum and feeling cheery.
Have yourself a merry Christmas, Mary. Rejoice.
It's a holiday when you're near, baby.
Our boys
will be loud and proud and singing gaily.
These words
got you up and bum and feeling cheery.
Have yourself a merry Christmas, Mary.
Deck the halls with all the Hollywood decor. New Year in the window,
old one out the door.
We can make our own traditions, we can choose our family. Cause a party ain't a party if you ain't here with me. No, this ain't your mama's Christmas carol. So
get up, herald. Rejoice.
It's a holiday when you're near, baby.
Our boys
will be loud and proud and singing gaily.
These words
got you up and bum and feeling cheery.
Have yourself a merry Christmas, Mary. Rejoice. Our boys. These words. Have yourself a merry Christmas, Mary.
Let's all get merry, merry, merry. Let's all get merry, merry, merry. Let's all get merry, merry, merry.
Let's get merry, merry. Rejoice.
It's a holiday when you're near, baby.
Our boys
will be loud and proud and singing gaily.
These words
got you up and bum and feeling cheery.
Have yourself a merry Christmas, Mary. Rejoice.
It's a holiday when you're near, baby.
Our boys
will be loud and proud and singing gaily.
These words
got you up and bum and feeling cheery.
Have yourself a merry Christmas, Mary.
Welcome, everybody. I'm Travis.
And I'm Steven.
And welcome to our Christmas week episode. If we sound a little different, it's because we treated ourselves this Christmas to some new studio equipment.
Some studio mic.
Studio equipment. So I hope it sounds good.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Tired.
Yes.
Exhausted.
But all is well. All is well.
Well, we're exhausted for good reason.
And so, exciting reasons.
And exciting reasons, yeah. I think we can pretty much talk about one of our projects we're working on is Sherry Vine is producing us a web series.
Yes.
So we're really, really excited to bring you the House of Mimosa web series on Sherry Vine's channel. Well, it'll premiere on Sherry Vine's channel.
Exactly.
And it was super exciting because we got to use the YouTube studio space here in New York City to film some of those videos. And, well, some of the portion of what we've done so far.
Yeah. We don't want to give anything away, but it was what a great studio space.
It's really cool. It's really, I mean, the design is really cool.
Yeah.
And they utilize every space, but in utilizing
every space.
Yeah. In utilizing every space, it kind of hindered, well, so one of the spaces they have set up like a small set that you can use. And we were using that, but it was in the... It's in an area that's a common area, so...
Like, a lot of people are coming and going while you're trying to get some work done.
And we're trying to record and, you know, we had audio and cameramen and, you know, booms for picking up sound, and we had to keep stopping because people coming through, but...
So, you know...
But nonetheless, it was really cool to use that space and...
great facility, though, for people to be able to do that and put it up on YouTube.
Right, and you get to use their equipment, and it's cool.
Their dressing rooms and bathrooms are great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got to meet some other queens that are working with Sherry. We got to meet...
Yes.
Who did we meet? Acid Betty, who's so cool.
Acid Betty was great.
Who's the one? Pickles?
Pickles.
Who I guess has been around for a long time, but I am ignorant and I don't know her, but I guess she's been around for a long time.
Very long time. And then Busted was
Busted,
there.
Busted, yeah. Who's always and, so sweet. I almost died when frickin', oh my god, I'm having a brain fart. Oh my god, you know.
Joey Arias.
Joey Arias walked into our dressing room, and I was like, oh, my God. And
she was like, you're a legend.
Oh, my God. And she's like, I'm down my eyes. And I was like, oh, my God, I love her.
So great. So great. So wonderful.
So what are your plans for Christmas week?
I'm going to be going to my sister Stella's, which is really weird to
so
say.
So people should know that
yeah.
Stephen has a sister Stella, but
I
it's
do.
Not.
But it's not.
It's not Gina Marie's sister Stella.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We just utilize the name because it's very Italian and
yeah.
fun.
And as an honor to your sister.
And as an honor to my sister, yeah. exactly. I love that because I also have a Tina Marie in my family too,
that's
who's
true.
My cousin, and that's
true.
Funny. But very Italian names.
Well, I think, you know, it's what I think is so fascinating is that one of the first times we sat down to do the characters of Anita and Gina Marie, we spit out all this information,
mm-hmm.
and we never thought it was going to go anywhere,
yeah.
become anything. So,
and anybody would
like
really
I,
listen and catch
using
on.
Using the name Anita Buffum was not a name I thought. Like,
yeah.
if someone were to sit down and be like, "One day you're going to be a full time drag queen. What's your drag queen name going to be?" I would never have picked Anita Buffum.
Of course, and would I pick Gina Marie Ritali? Which is like you can go down the street and find that.
Yeah.
You know.
So, but I think that's one of the things that makes the characters
yeah.
the characters. But
and we're unique, you
yeah.
know.
So, yeah, so Tina Marie and Stella have nothing to do with our shows,
Tina Marie and Stella, which is fun, though. But no, I'm going to my sister's on Long Island. My parents are not going to be here this year, though.
Well, they're in Florida.
They're in Florida, and
right.
they live there most of the year, always.
And it doesn't help your father's afraid to fly.
And my dad does not like to fly,
right.
so it's, you know, they rather drive and take the train. So, yeah, so they're going to be there. And, but it'll be fun.
Yeah.
We'll probably Skype while the kids open presents, which
yeah.
I love
oh, that'll
to do.
Be fun.
Yeah. yeah.
You can hold the...
I can hold the everything
iPad.
While everyone's...
Yeah, right.
yeah.
Well, I'm going to see my family,
okay.
which will be a little bittersweet because,
yes.
We lost one of my cousins, a week ago,
yeah,
a week and a half ago, suddenly. And so, that is going to be a little...
Going
to
be hard
not,
Christmas.
Not a little difficult.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it'll definitely be a somber time, I guess.
But
I mean...
it's so great to have everybody together and...
Yeah, yeah.
And celebrate.
And I'm the type of person that, you know, emotions are like, you know, pirate booty and it should be buried deep in the sea. and so, you know, for me, I don't like to deal with these things. I kind of just...
Yeah, you
put
just,
it aside and keep moving. You know, I think our performing live is such a good outlet for emotions and kind of
definitely.
Working out any of the kinks you may have emotionally. It's
very
like
cathartic.
A, yeah, it's very kind of cathartic, and it's like, you know, or it's like any physical activity. Like they say, go beat a punching bag or whatever. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, we get to sit on stage a couple times a week and belt out big musical numbers and, you know, yell at each other and
you
make fun of each other
out.
And yell at the audience. So yeah, really, yeah, that's exactly what I'm looking for.
Yell at the audience is right.
Well, I'm doing that more and more often lately. I can't even.
Well, people, like you say, people are assholes.
People are assholes.
people are assholes.
If it's the one thing drag has taught me is that people are assholes.
Yeah.
So how excited was I last night, I think it was last night or the night before, and I'm on my iPhone, and I'm just kind of like scrolling along, and my good girlfriend, Ariana Grande, posts... click the link for my Christmas EP. And I was like,
oh,
what? So,
a holiday present.
Yeah, that was really
oh, that's fun
and exciting. And it's cute. It's like 5 songs and, you know, it's just a little...
That's smart.
Yeah.
That's good for her.
Making that money, girl. Making
yeah.
that money.
Working hard.
Yeah. So,
she's so fabulous.
So, take a listen to this little ditty from Ariana Grande's Christmas EP. And we'll get to the Holly Jolly... Christmas tag right after this.
It ain't even cold outside, now where I'm from. Feeling like it's mid-July, under the sun. My jacket don't get no love, no hats and no gloves. Not even a chance to rain. But my baby's in town and we're gonna do some winter things. Hell, I wanna pretend we're at the North Pole. Turning the heat into an ice cold holiday. to the ice skating rink downtown. Even though it's 100 degrees, gotta get out. Ain't no ice and no chills, no snowmen to build. Most of our friends at the beach, but my baby's in town and we're gonna do some winter things. Hey, hey, hey. I wanna pretend we're at the North Pole, turning the heat into an ice cold holiday made just for me and my baby. Chillin' by the fireside, even though this sun is lasting, we can be wherever we visualize. Hey, I wanna pretend we're at the North Pole, turning the heat into an ice cold holiday made just for me and my baby.
So nice, right? Like, it makes me want to, like, be on a beach or something. I love it.
It has that, like, really cool, you know, Hawaiian vibe in the background.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Totally. So, you guys have been loving these, like, tags that we've been doing.
So we're going to give you more.
So we're going to give you more. And this one's perfect. It's the Holly Jolly Christmas tag. Okay. Favorite Christmas movie? For me, it's A Christmas Story.
Oh, okay.
I love that movie. And more, the older I get, I love that movie.
You love it more and more. See, I have my, I really love It's a Wonderful Life, and I know you hate that movie.
Well, no, I just say that as Anita.
Oh, okay.
I don't really hate it. It's just, you know, it's
I've always loved that movie, and, but my favorite comedy is National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
It's genius.
I love that.
Are you on the naughty list or the nice list?
I think I'm on the nice list.
Yeah,
I don't think I ever really was ever on the naughty list.
You've been too busy to be naughty.
I wish I'd been naughty recently.
I know. Have you ever had a white Christmas? Well, of course, I grew up outside of Syracuse, New York, where it was snowed all the time. Yeah, so yes, always, pretty much always white.
I don't think we have. I'm sure we have on Long Island. Yeah, I think that there were at least two I remember.
Oh, because normally it's not a white Christmas?
No, it's usually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's been. I can't remember, like, real white Christmases. Maybe once or twice.
Really?
Yeah. I know it flurried a few times, but we never really had snow until, like, January.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, I love a white Christmas. I'm hoping we get one, because now, you know, with the greenhouse effect and all this climate change, it's like...
The Al Gore effect, as we
the
say.
The Al Gore effect. I cannot believe how warm it has been.
It's been warm.
Warm.
Today
too
it was a little chilly, but... No, but it's still
nice,
warm.
Though. Yeah, still warm, but nice. Makes me feel like an old lady talking about the weather.
Oh, God.
Do you start your Christmas shopping on Black Friday, or do you wait till the last minute?
Oh, please. Who can even go Christmas shopping anymore with, like, how busy we are?
Yeah.
It's been hard. It's like, you know, you try to do whatever you can last minute.
Yeah. It depends on the year for me. Like, you know, my family's never been huge on, like, gifts. You know, I grew up with not a lot of... financial resources. But it depends on the Christmas. Like, if we decide to do, you know, pick names and do something, we usually will do that at Thanksgiving. So at some point between Thanksgiving and Christmas, I'm shopping. But I don't feel like, oh my God, I gotta get right out there. And the last thing I want to do is go to a frickin' mall on Black Friday.
No, please.
No.
I never in my life have we ever
please.
Done that.
Please, God, no.
And I don't know, like, I remember my family, my mom always went Christmas shopping in the month of December, you know? It was never like, oh, we have to start in the summer and get everything little by little. You know, it was never like that.
Yeah, no.
No. There are people like that, though.
I did, there was a couple years I did go Christmas shopping on Christmas Eve.
Okay.
Because I worked in the mall, and it was, like, my favorite. Then no one was around.
Okay.
Everything was, like, 80% off.
Trying to get rid of it.
Yeah, and so I would totally do that again, unless I'm looking for something very specific.
Yeah.
What if it's just like, I gotta get my mom something and my brother something and
now and nobody was something. There, right?
I mean, it was pretty much dead, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And it was really nice, really nice. Name all of Santa's reindeer. So, you know,
Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen.
Dancer, Donner, and
Cupid.
Yeah.
We don't let them. You know, Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen. Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall
the most famous reindeer of all?
Rudolph the Red Nose.
Alrighty.
Oh, well, now then, how the reindeers loved him as they shouted out with glee. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you go down in history.
Oh, sure.
Oh, well, now then, how the reindeers loved him. I had shouted out with glee. I Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer. You go down in history. You go down in history. You go down in his story.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the way.
I love Rudolph.
I know.
Do you like the claymation?
Oh, one of my favorites. I didn't mention it as one of my favorites, but yeah. As far as
when I was younger,
yeah.
The animation kind of freaked me out a little bit.
Okay.
I don't know. It was just, you know, it was that very old school. And
yes.
Of course, I was like, I like shiny new things. Like, yeah. I, you know, why is it not like Ariel?
Rudolph didn't scare me, but I remember the other ones that were like, remember the Snow Miser and all that other...
Wasn't he in Rudolph?
No, that wasn't in Rudolph, but it was another,
right.
Like, claymation one
right.
Winter and, you know, Chris Kringle or... Or Mr.
Yeah.
I don't know, you know, one of those...
I like the Peanuts one. What's the song?
The one around the tree. My sister cannot stand the Peanuts.
Really?
Yes, it's the most boring.
It's
movie
boring.
Ever.
It's boring. Well, I went and saw the new Peanuts movie with my mom.
Did you like it?
It was boring. Here's the thing: they split it up into different stories. Where there was one main story. Okay, there was two main stories.
Okay.
One about Charlie Brown and this girl moving to town.
A new girl that nobody knows.
Right.
Okay.
And he was, you know, trying to get to meet her and wanted to take her to the Christmas dance kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
And then there was another storyline of Snoopy daydreaming about himself being a fighter pilot.
Okay.
Now, what would happen is...
Which is an old school story.
It'd go from one story and cut into the next.
Okay.
So the Snoopy storyline had, like, four vignettes.
Okay.
And those four vignettes came in throughout the main movie.
Yes.
But they were long, and it was like the same thing. And there's no dialogue with Snoopy, because he's the dog.
Yeah.
So it just kind of felt long.
Their cartoon was set up like that, too, I remember years ago.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But it's different when you're watching it as a Christmas special or whatever, and you can kind of just let it play in the background. Like, that's one of the things I love about the classic Christmas movies, is that we've all seen them 800 times, so
we
can
just
let it play, and it's comfortable. Like, it feels like a warm blanket around you.
My mother loves that Hallmark freaking, what, 25 days of Christmas? Oh, my God. She'll have that Hallmark Channel on forever.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Speaking of Christmas specials.
Yeah.
What did you think of Miss RuPaul's Green Screen Christmas?
I thought, for what it was cute. I thought it was very cute.
Well,
you know,
when we turned it on and it was said 20 minutes, I was like, what? What could Ru possibly do
in 20 minutes? But basically, it was a 20-minute music video.
Yeah.
Of all the songs that were, you know.
Yeah, it was cute for what it was. I was surprised at Shangela and Alyssa and
Laganja were featured so much, right?
They were featured a lot as, like, dancers, but they weren't in sync. Mm-hmm. And it was almost like it was not choreography, like they were just kind of grooving, but they were doing the same moves. So it was, like, it was weird to me. I would have liked to have seen them to actually turn it out.
Yeah.
Because, as we know, that they can.
Yeah.
That's not a Reed girl.
Well, maybe there was only so much they could do in front of the green screen, you know?
Only so much they can do in between takes of All Stars.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. Because, you know, Mama Ru liked to capitalize on her time in front of the camera.
You know, she was like, I'm made up for the month of this, and we're going to get everything done, and here we are.
And it was, like, green screen to the max, to the point where, like, I don't think, I mean, it seemed pretty evident that Miss RuPaul was not in the room with anybody else when she was doing her stuff.
Maybe Michelle Visage.
Maybe.
Possible.
Maybe.
Because they did a promo together, so I'm thinking they were...
Yeah, but you can do a promo together
and true.
Still not be in the room
when you're
recording.
That is true.
All right, back to the Holly Dolly Christmas cake.
Holly Dolly.
Holly Dolly. Holly Dolly. Oh, well, this kind of goes along with our Christmas special thing.
Okay.
If you could be in any Christmas movie, what would it be?
Oh, my gosh.
I would be in a Pee-wee's Christmas special.
Okay.
Is that a Christmas movie? I don't know.
I guess. I don't... Oh, God. I'm trying to think now. Oh, God. Well, I love that freaking National Lampoon's. I love that one so much.
But you'd want to be in it?
I
feel like this isn't asking you as an actor. This is asking you as, like, if it was real life.
Oh, if it was real life.
That's what I feel like. Don't you think? I mean, I doubt this Holly Jolly Christmas tag is for actors.
No, you know? I know. Like, then, I don't know. Miracle on 34th would have been nice. I love that one.
You'd be
for,
little
the ambiance. Yeah.
It sits on Santa's lap and says, Santa Claus, the punch. I don't even know what it is. It's probably totally wrong, but that's
how
I remember.
She's Polish, I think. Something. Yeah, and so he knows her. Like,
and what's her name, the girl who, the
Natalie
who
Wood.
Can't swim?
Natalie Wood was
sitting
kid.
Sitting there looking at the girl like, what the fuck? Yeah.
she was such a bitch in that.
Is your Christmas tree real or fake? Well, we have a fake one.
Yes, I always had a fake one.
You
I don't think there was one year that we ever had a real one.
Really?
Yeah. I grew up with only fake ones. You know, Tacky Long Island.
Now, I'm trying to remember. I remember having real ones. But I also remember there coming a point where my mom had, like, kind of nice, like, decorative, like, not like fake, not the typical fake Christmas tree, but like hand crafted. I don't use a craft because it's not like craft fair, but like, I don't know. I don't even know how to describe it, but just like trees.
Trees that were like in pots kind of thing?
No.
Oh.
They were fake. They were real, but they weren't like a fake Christmas tree. It wasn't like you went to Target and bought a fake Christmas tree.
No. Like
it was like it was like decor.
Okay.
But on a larger scale, so some were like 4 or 5 feet tall.
Okay.
And
you would decorate it.
But they would be slim.
Okay.
So you could like put them all in a corner.
Oh, that's
nice. And it kind of made up a Christmas tree area.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, that's where I got the idea for
Anita having
250 Christmas trees. Yeah. Yeah.
That's funny, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And when we have a fake one now, I think only because of ease. And our apartment doesn't, you know, we don't really have the space for like a...
Oh, God. I remember my father cursing, though, when every time we had to, like, take down the tree from the attic. Oh, God. What a pain in the butt.
Yeah. Peeking at gifts or be surprised?
Oh, God. I was the worst kid
Me
peeking
too.
At gifts.
Forget about it.
Really bad. I'll never forget. I wanted that. I was telling you about this the other day. A karaoke, sing a song. It was like a boombox with two cassette players, and you could... You know, it had a mic attached, and you could sing along to whatever. And I remember I found that early, and I was like, it was disappointing because I saw it.
Oh, and you wanted
I was excited,
it.
And now the joy of Christmas wasn't going to be there.
Right.
Because now I knew what I was getting already. So it was upsetting. You know, it's
are you like, why do I do this to myself?
Yeah,
why do I
kids
do this
don't
to
peek.
Me?
You're just going to ruin it for yourself on the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I peaked, but I also was like, I was hard to surprise.
Mm-hmm.
I have a very good intuition, and I also have very specific taste. So, like, if I ask for something, like, that's what I fucking want, and I better fucking get it. So I kind of always sort of knew. But like I said, we didn't do, like, tons of gifts.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if I was asking for something, it was like, okay, this is the thing
this
that I
is
want.
The thing that you want.
This is the thing.
And so if you knew that, forget it.
Right.
You know?
Right. The year I got three copies of Madonna's You Can Dance album. Yeah.
Because you were dying for
one
it.
One for my mom, one for my dad, and one because I threw a fit in Record Town. A fit.
Early, before Christmas.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Like, threw a tantrum.
Oh my God.
I mean, how old, when did that album come out? I mean,
maybe
I had to have been
six
like,
or seven, maybe?
Young, I threw a tantrum.
Young.
Like, young enough to throw a tantrum.
Yeah.
Young.
Oh my God, you can dance.
Yeah, you can dance.
For inspiration.
If you could be under the mistletoe with anyone, who would it be?
Oh God.
That Nate Berkus. Why can't you meet someone like Nate Berkus?
My mother always says, why can't you meet somebody like Nate?
Yeah.
Oh, Nate is so sweet.
Nate Berkus.
Oh God. My mom would die. My mom, her new thing now is going to meet people and saying, you'd be so good for my son.
Oh,
embarrassing. I'm glad I'm not around.
Wait, what do you mean?
She'll meet a guy. Oh, you're so sweet.
How do you know?
Because she tells me over the phone.
What do you tell me?
She tells me over the phone. And she says, I met the nicest guy at Walmart the other day. So sweet. Or I just met the nicest
kid. So how do you know that she told them about
you? On the cruise.
How do you know she told them about you?
Because she says it to me. She tells me that, oh, and I said to him, oh, you know, I have such a cute son that lives in New York, you know. I wish you lived there.
Oh
can you
my
imagine
God, how
embarrassing. She's turning into my grandmother.
Oh, that's funny.
Is what's happening. But so fun. I don't know, mistletoe? Oh, God, I would... Ricky Martin, maybe?
Oh, that'd be a good one.
That's a good one. Ooh,
yeah.
Keep those Instagram pics coming, Ricky.
Oh, I was going to say, mine would be any of the sexy Instagram guys that I don't follow, but like their things. I don't follow them because I'm too shy to follow them.
Wait, but how do you?
Because
you
can do
them,
the search. You can do the search.
Oh,
thing.
The search. Okay.
Like you can do like show me random.
Oh, uh-huh.
A lot of good looking people on Instagram.
Oh, I'm gonna have to search for random.
You just search.
Okay.
Yeah, and it, like you don't search. You just click the hour magnifying glass.
Oh, okay.
And it brings you up random posts.
Oh, that's fun.
Like that cop. And
oh,
I showed you his picture today?
Yes, ma'am, you showed me that picture.
There's a cop, and he's like, he's at like a NYPD, I think.
Uh-huh.
And he's also like a fitness model, and I'm always like,
oh my God. Speaking of, I saw something on the news in Chicago. There was a guy who was running shirtless in the rain. Did you hear about this?
Yes.
Yeah, and he was so hunky, so cute. It, like,
he was
freezing though. Cold.
He was like, what a dork. Because at the end, he's like, I'm single.
Yeah, he's like, I'm single.
Yeah, uh-huh.
You know, And so I guess he had a huge response from women.
Well, of course.
Being like, oh, I want to date you.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
It's really weird.
So funny.
Like, how desperado.
Maybe
though.
He
like,
was joking.
Joking that he was single?
No, I guess not.
Did you see the clip?
No, I mean, I saw a quick clip, yeah.
I mean, he was, like, serious. Like, I'm single! Please, tell me I'm single, please! Does your family have a special holiday recipe you like to help make? We're lucky because my mom's handicapped.
Yeah.
So when... We're lucky because
we're
not
lucky.
not only do we get good parking, but, you know, we're not in charge of heavy stuff to bring to, like, Christmas.
Oh,
so
that's
it's like...
Good.
Just bring a bottle of ginger ale and rolls. Go pick up some rolls. Yeah,
like already made or like grand biscuits.
No, like already made from like a bakery.
Oh,
like
okay.
From a grocery store.
Yeah,
just
yeah,
rolls.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But I love like my grandma's stuffing. My grandma makes a really good stuffing.
See, we never had turkey on Christmas, so I don't. Yeah.
And my mom and my cousin get together Thanksgiving weekend. And I think it's Thanksgiving weekend usually, and they make peppermint bark.
Oh, yeah.
And that's always, I always look forward to that.
That's fun.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, I mean, for us, lasagna was always the big thing, and we always did Christmas Day at our house.
Wait, so lasagna's the entree?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Well, no, no, no. It would, that would be the the pasta course.
Wait. See, because how we do it at my family is, like, it all just gets laid out.
Well, yeah, because
but
you have
the pigs
a huge,
run to the trough.
Yeah, you have a huge, huge family. But even, like, we used to all sit at a table, 50 people.
Yeah, but we have, I'm talking about the food here.
Yeah.
We get, there's, like, a meat.
There's usually
and there's
a meat.
Usually a lot of side dishes.
Okay.
Like mashed potatoes, sweet potatoes, like a green, like green beans or, like, salad and, you know, things of that nature, and then, like, rolls, and...
Yeah.
Right. So,
yeah.
What do you guys do?
Well, we
like, I can't imagine...
Italian people are a little funny. So, Italian people, Christmas Eve night, it's, like, seven fishes, and then there is always a pasta of some sort. So, my aunt does, like, stuffed shells, and then she'll also have, like, pasta with clam sauce, you know? And so like, there's all these shrimps and this and seven fishes.
I
you
love
have to have like
shell.
All these different kinds of stuff.
Are you gonna have a stuffed shell this Christmas?
Oh, I'm sure.
Can one be frozen for me?
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. I love a stuffed
shell.
I'll
see if she'll make me a try.
Okay. Yeah.
But we always did Christmas Day at our house back in the day, and my mom would always make like lasagna with meat sauce was always like the main thing, and then a ham was the main course.
Okay.
And that was my favorite goddamn thing, is spiral ham.
Well, you love spiral ham,
I
yeah.
can't. It's like, oh my god, with that, like, mustard brown sugar gravy coating and the brownness and
I'm
how
coming
it,
to your house.
I can't. It's, like, the best freaking thing
it.
In the world. I can't.
Italians do it better.
Italians do it better. They have the antipasto course, and then this course, and then... Oh.
Walking around the Christmas tree with Bobby Brazil and his family. It's an experience you will not believe, because everyone's Italian on Christmas Eve. Something unique and not to be believed. We party at grandma's fulfilling a wish. She'll be kicking off the season with a table of fish. We're at the supermarket holding up the car. We got the squid, the schmaltz, the baccala. Back at the house, they're getting in the groove. The women won't shave and they're in bad moods. But only until the shrimp cocktail's here. Then all my kumbadas share the Christmas cheer. Dinner lasts for hours, it's getting late. I'm stuffed to the max, my usual trait. The conversation turns to the annual debate. Should we open our presents or should we wait?
Yo, every year it's the same thing. How can we open them if Santa hasn't been here yet? What are you
struggling at? The Christmas tree with Bobby Brazil and his family. It's an experience you will not believe, because everyone's Italian on Christmas Eve.
Santa Claus is coming.
Check the boat in.
Santa Claus is coming.
After 3 hours caroling, all is tame. Time to settle in for an all-night game. A poker hollow jack, Pop is playing bridge. My brother steps off to raid the fridge. He comes back with snail salad, stuff in his face. Bobby wins again with a deuce, jack, and ace. Dice is the dealer, shuffle fast as he can. Santa down the chimney sits in for a hand. Albert's got it straight, the room is a hush. But Santa takes the chips with a royal flush. St. Nick's all psyched about his pay. He invites Bobby B to join him on his sleigh. So end of the night, up and away. We make our rounds on Christmas Day. Chi-Town, L.A., Miami, Federal Hill, North End, a little Italy. Around the world, but we're home by three. For lasagna and Peugeot with the family. Bobby's dressed in red, I'm looking fresh and sleek. You get smiles, hugs, and kisses up on the cheek. Italian Christmas feasts are so unique, and my appetite is at an absolute peak. The antipasto's guaranteed to throw you for a loop, but the ultimate kicker is the holiday soup. Eggs, little meatballs, and escargot. It's the personal favorite of Bobby Brazil. Yo, this is Bobby B and the Fozzy Fozzle, wishing all you a bona festa, Merry Christmas. Check out my crew rocking the timbales one time. Get it, boys.
Orleans. Upon the screen, I got 200-300 on New Orleans. But the Penobscan and Spencer have affected my mind. The whole family's out cold before halftime. Up at 11 for Wandy and T. An after Napagura and a Zappa Lee. The family's decked out wearing picture of clients as we strolling together for midnight mass. After church, I break to round up my crew. All my paisans in the Posse Fazool. We're in the Christmas spirit, feeling pretty jewel. I check my watch, it's 1:45. So the house starts rocking at a different pace. Downstairs we're jamming, turning up the bass. My brother sneaks upstairs for a casual taste of a gothic cannoli and a super and grape. Because we're rocking around the Christmas tree with my Posse Fazool and my family. So remember and listen up to Bobby B. Because everyone's Italian on Christmas Eve. Bon Natale, baby.
So are you a pro-present rapper? Or do you fail miserably?
I don't think I fail miserably, but I am not a pro. I mean, there's a certain way that my mother taught me how to do it.
I think you're a pro if you can take, like, unusually shaped objects and still wrap them well.
All right.
You know?
Uh-huh.
And I get into a groove where, like, I'll be, like, really good, and then I'm, like, over it, and then it's just, like, tape everywhere, and I just don't give an F. And
or I'm like, where are the bags with the tissue paper?
Yeah, exactly.
At that point.
Exactly. Have you ever gone Christmas caroling?
Yes.
Me too.
Because our school, the choir at our school would always do a Christmas night, and we would all get together, like a potluck kind of thing, and then we would go in that neighborhood wherever the person hosting the house was, and we would all go door to door as the choir, and it was always the best. That was the best memories ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We used to, in our chamber choir, go to a old folks old folks home.
Yeah. I did that too once.
We also used to go to the hospitals.
Oh,
and that was like horrible. Mm. It was horrible. Because we went like really close to Christmas. Like, and I remember there was a couple years that, you know, like we'd have school right up until like Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
At like the 23rd.
The 23rd,
yeah. And we'd go then. And here these people are alone. Like, some of them didn't want to see us.
Yeah.
We were a reminder that they were alone. It was like, you know, and then there was people that enjoyed us, you know.
Of course, I
but
mean,
it was
uplift their spirits, easy. You would think, right?
Oh, I wonder who this could be.
On the Mimosa Hotline.
On our holiday, our Christmas week special. Okay, let's hear who this is.
Hey, ladies. It's Mary Kona
and Betty Washburn from Grizzly Kiki.
We're just calling to send you our love and share our Christmas prayer with you.
So here it goes.
Dear Sister Candace Bergen,
please bless Anita and Gina Marie during this holiday season. May Anita's holiday party be fun and full of delicious food from Aphrodite's. And may Anita's housekeeper, Maria, remember to make Gina Marie a plate of food so that she can enjoy the party even though she can't make it.
May Gina Marie continue toward a reconciliation with her sister, Stella, which may be helped by having her mailbox reinstalled. And may Tina Marie have a safe and fun moving experience.
We wish you ladies the best during this holiday season.
Full of love and laughter.
Especially at Gina Marie's expense.
Yours in the Lord,
Grizzly Kiki!
You guys know our good gal pals over at Grizzly Kiki. They were lovely enough to send Anita and Gina Marie a Christmas message.
So nice.
And we actually played this for Anita and Gina Marie.
Oh, yeah.
And we have their response.
Oh.
Honey, sit down.
Oh,
sit down,
honey.
I want to talk to you about something. Because some of my fans called. They asked about...
What's that you got there, honey?
Wait a minute.
What are you snacking on?
Remember when I took you over to... that poor people store, what's it called? Targets?
Oh, Target. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I know Target.
Well, I was wandering around in the yard, minding my business while I was waiting for you.
Uh-huh.
And they have over there, remember back in the day, you used to have those big garbage cans full of the tin garbage cans.
Oh, the tins.
With the...
Well, they weren't
popcorn in it.
Yeah, yeah, but they weren't garbage cans, honey. We always use them as garbage cans, second rate, you know.
Wait a minute, those were the garbage cans you had in your house.
I know, because they were useful, honey. It was fantastic.
Wait a minute. So those aren't originally garbage cans?
No, it's just a tin, and you can use it. It's like recycling.
Hold on. The garbage cans, they had Santa on it.
Yeah.
Or the teddy bear.
Yeah, and sometimes I'd decoupage over it.
Wait a minute, those were originally just filled with popcorn, and then
yes,
they weren't garbage cans?
No, they were filled with popcorn.
Oh.
Yeah, and then I used them in all the kids' rooms. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I had them all over the house.
Poor people are funny. Listen, so they have over there near the chocolates. It's not in the tins.
Oh, not in the tins anymore.
They have, look at the, look at
them. Oh, it's like in a tube.
Archer Farms.
Oh.
Holiday Edition.
Okay.
White chocolate peppermint caramel corn clusters.
Oh, no, no, I don't.
Made with real butter.
No, no, I don't like that.
It's made with real butter.
Yeah, but I don't like white chocolate, honey. And peppermints? No, I like an original, you know, like a, what do they call it? Crunch and Munch kind of style.
You know what you haven't even bought me this year yet?
What's that?
My favorite Junior Mint Peppermint Crunch.
I know, honey. I can't find it anyways.
Well, because they sell it right after Halloween.
Ah, bastards.
They hit the shelves right after Halloween.
I know it. That's disgusting. I can't. You can't find nothing anymore. No. Can't even get a Punch Town anymore.
So, okay. So some of my friends, my fans,
yeah,
wrote me a called in.
Oh, they called in. How nice.
And they wanted to ask a question.
All right. What do they want to know?
Well, first of all, they want to know, because they've been listening to me on the podcast.
Yeah.
About you and your sister Stella.
Well, they
want to know if you guys are getting along or what's going on.
Well, no, we're getting along. Of course we're getting along. She and my sister, of course we're going to get along.
Yeah, but you don't really get along.
Well, I mean, you know, we have our, you know, our little squabbles here and there, but what sisters don't have squabbles?
Yeah, but
you know?
Said you weren't going to go to Christmas.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm only saying that, you know, I'm going to go to Christmas.
You have to work.
Well, I have to work, of course, but I'm going to try to get there for the evening, I hope.
I can't believe you did this.
Why?
I can't believe you traded your shifts for Luann to work through the holidays so you could come to my Christmas show.
Well, honey, how was I going to miss the Christmas special? Of course I'm going to be there for your show.
Yeah, but you can't work for Christmas.
Yeah, well, hello.
It's the only day you have off. You work 364 days a year, not 365.
I know. Well, that's all right. You know, as long
Wait a minute. Is there how many days in a year?
Yeah, 365.
Wait, 30 days a month. Here's September.
30 days here. September.
30 days.
Half of
September.
April, June. And,
No. 30 days, half of September.
Yeah. Okay, so
that's 15.
That's 15. And then what? Then 30 days, half of September.
April, June.
April, June, and November's. Are half two? No.
No, they just are there.
Okay, they're just there.
30 days.
Oh, I can't do this. I can't even keep it all together. Oh, no. God, I can't do math in my head. I gotta use calculators.
You can't.
No, I have to.
What else do they want to know about?
Nope.
I took some notes on here.
What
does
it say?
Oh,
you did? Oh, what did
you say? What's
that say? Oh, it said, they wanted to know if I was able to come to the party. Of course.
Yeah.
I actually was able to come to the party, but now I got to work on Christmas Day.
It does. So,
but what are you going to do? You know.
My show was a big success.
Oh, what a success of the show was.
So I did my annual holiday spectacular, Janet the Duplex.
Oh.
Right on Christopher Street.
And what great people that got work in there.
Yeah, isn't it so nice?
So sweet.
Well, but kind of like Walmart.
Yeah.
Right? Because you were telling me the Walmarts here, special needs people work for them.
Mmm.
Isn't that nice?
Oh, yeah, it is nice.
And who would think that an establishment like the Duplex would have
equal opportunity?
Yeah, that's so nice.
Oh, I love that.
Well, I think that's a gay thing, right?
Well, of course.
Because the gays were,
Well, you were telling me this, that, you know, most of the gays were on, what was that thing that you were calling it? The, They were on the spectrums, wasn't that?
No, we were saying about how it's easy to confuse people on the spectrum with people who are gay.
Oh.
Because they're both very creative.
Oh, I thought you said they were on the spectrum.
Some of them. Some of them.
I'm sure.
Well,
some of them.
I'm sure
there are.
Some of them, maybe.
I'm sure
yeah.
There are
I don't know
like
about
that.
All of them.
No, but it has to
no,
be gay people that are there.
No, that's racist.
On the spectrums.
No, but so my show is a huge success.
Oh, fabulous. And I'm
everybody
so glad I
was
be there.
Everybody was there. Even celebrities were there.
Well, and my Tina Marie was there.
Well, your daughter Tina Marie, because she was going to sing backup for me, because you were not reliable.
Yeah, but honey, I mean, you didn't need to, you know, pick Tina Marie. She can't sing backup for you.
She's got a beautiful voice, honey.
No, honey, it's a little,
Hey, did you ever get your new mailbox?
You know what? Actually, as a gift from my brother-in-law,
Junior Senior,
he's going to be coming over to fix it before the new year.
My God.
Can you believe it?
How many years has it been, Jim?
Oh, my God. Well, ever since Hurricane Sandra there.
How many letters have gone lost?
Oh, God. Who knows?
I can't believe how many times Kathy Abernathy comes, come running to you asking about if you got the email, the mail about the thing. No, the mail about her charity over there.
Oh.
What does she do over there?
Oh, my God. Well, she does everything under the sun.
I just give her a check. I don't know.
It's another goddamn thing.
I give her a check and I get some stamps. That's all I
know. Oh, good for you. Good for you.
Well, now they not stamps. They do the, they do the for the envelopes and the names.
Oh yeah. Where they put you, they get you that way because you already put your name right on the frickin' things to put on your mail.
Yeah, and you want those.
And you need them anyway.
What are they called? Address stickers.
Yeah,
they got real nice ones. They got ones here that are monogrammed.
Oh, is that what it is?
And then they got ones that here are like you'd love this here, the Wizard of Oz team.
Oh, I love the Wizard of Oz.
Where they go with your checkbook?
Oh, well, hello. Of course, I got the Judy Garlands on my checkbook.
If you donate to Kathy Abernathy's little charity, you'll get those stickers.
So I'll get the Judy Garland? Oh, my God. Oh, well, all right. Well, then I'll donate $5 or something like that.
Yeah, just tell her.
Yeah, what is it, for cancers?
I don't know.
All right, well, hopefully it's for something bad, like Lou Gehrig's disease.
I thought maybe it was AIDS, but they fixed that.
Yeah, they did, I think, recent.
What is it you're most thankful for this holiday season?
Well, honey, I'm always thankful for my son, Joey, of course.
Man.
Oh, God. Well, he's like the light of my
life. So cute.
Oh, what an adorable
kid. So handsome.
And, you know, working so hard at school and this and that.
You think that's a colonel? What do you think that's a colonel? That's pretty dark.
Oh, honey, I don't know that. You got to be careful. That's pretty dark. You could break a tooth on that.
No, I got all, I only have a veneer of teeth, man.
Oh, uh-huh. Yeah, the venereals.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice. Well, you can't break that. But my dentures, forget it. I cracked mine in half.
Who put these venereals on them?
Who?
Dr. Zakari.
Get out of here! Oh, I thought you were going to say Dr. Gupta. But, you know, that would have made sense. But, yeah, no. Oh, Dr. Zakari did it. Good for him, honey. Wow, God, he can do anything.
Nick, you must be thankful for your daughter, Tina, we finally being out of the house.
Well, honey, I don't know how it
really... I know she moved in with your sister Stella.
Yeah, can you believe this? Tina Marie just uprooted and went to go live with my sister Stella now.
Well, hi.
I mean, I don't understand it. How could she leave Astoria, Queens and go all the way out to frickin' Long Island? What? I don't know what she's going to do now.
Her brother has something to do with a car.
What car?
She didn't tell you about the car?
No, she didn't tell me about no car. What are you talking about, car?
Your sister Stella's husband, Junior Senior... told Tina Marie that if she went and got a license, that they'd give her his old car.
What? She can't drive. She can't get a license.
You know the old van he has with the curtains in the window?
Oh.
You know how he's not allowed to drive that anymore?
Yeah, well, no.
After the whole...
Well, rigmarole happened at the school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they said they'd give that to her.
Give it to her? She can't drive a clunk of thing like that.
Well...
Oh, my God. What are they thinking?
I don't know, honey. Don't shoot the camel that put the messenger in the coffin's back.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Now that's another thing I got to worry about. My daughter Tina were on the road. Oh, my God. What's going to happen? Do you know how many people get into accidents every day?
Well, and plus her vision's horrible.
Oh, God.
Horrible.
Please. She only had 20/15 the whole life. Oh, my God.
Wasn't she just diagnosed with 20/15 in 2015?
Yes. Oh, isn't this terrible? God, I didn't even know what was happening all those years. She was squinting all the time. Oh, hell no.
I just thought she was miserable. Isn't that horrible?
Well, yeah. And now we knew something was wrong.
Well, I'm sure it'll all work out, honey.
What? Work out? Jeez.
I just want to tell you.
What?
I hope this holiday season, honey.
Oh.
Yeah, because you're so special to me, you know?
Oh, of course.
Like the sister that I never wanted. Mm-hmm. And I really want to tell you, from deep down in the bowels of my heart, that I hope this season, this holiday season, that you get everything you got coming to you.
Oh.
And I mean that.
I know.
I mean that.
Oh,
I really
thank
do.
Thank you so much. Oh, God. Oh, you're going to make me emotional.
I know, I can't.
Oh, God. You see, now this is sister. This is like having a sister.
Well, I don't understand what's wrong with Stella.
Well, she's stupid. Stella's stupid.
Well, she just doesn't know how to deal with you, is what the problem is.
No, I don't think
so. I mean, you're not the most easiest person to deal with.
What are you talking about? I get along with everybody. Everybody loves me.
Honey, I'm the most easy person to get along with.
I'm very easy to get along with. Just ask Luann at work.
Well, honey, you're always, you know, getting upset and flying off the handle.
When have I ever flown off the handle?
But, honey, you do.
What?
Yes, honey.
You're ridiculous. When have I ever done that?
Honey, what are you talking about? You do it all the time.
All the time? This is ridiculous. I can't believe you're going to insult me like this.
Insult you, honey? It just probably has something to do with your OCD.
You know what? I'm done. I'm going to walk right in. You have a good holiday, and I will see you after. All right? Bye.
All right, we're doing New Year's Day on the Father Murphy Brands.
Well, of course, I'll see you then.
All right.
Mom made beans for dinner. You know I ate them all. Said, come get your coat on. Going to the mall. Gonna visit Santa and sit upon his knee. But all that I could think about was how not to cut the cheese. Waiting there for Santa, I thought that I'd explode. The gas bubble grew bigger with every ho ho ho. Tried my best to hide it, that I was doing swell. But when I sat down on Santa's lap, he hollered, what's that smell?
I farted it on Santa's lap.
I asked him for a baseball, I asked him for a bat. I asked him for some ice skates, but I'll get none of that. I asked him for a lot of things I'll have to do without. So when I sat down on Santa's lap, I let one slip out.
I farted on Santa's lap.
Eve, I snuck out of my bed without a sound. I went down to the living room just to take a look around. It was then that I saw Santa next to the Christmas tree. His arms were full of presents, and they were all for me. Put them on a pile, got up to turn around, and blew a fart with such great force our tree almost came down. So I'll always cherish that special moment when I realized even old Saint Nick rips one now and then.
What tops your tree?
Oh, an angel has to be on the top.
Oh, I like a star.
See, I, my grandmother always had stars, but we, I love an angel.
Now, growing up, we always had an angel.
Okay.
And maybe that's now why, as an adult, I like a star.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
See, I always loved it, an angel, and I remember in the 80s, we had this angel, and I used to call it Carol Channing, because it was red dress, and it had blonde, short hair,
uh-huh.
And it literally looked like Carol Channing. And we used to laugh and laugh and laugh that it was Carol Channing on the top of our tree.
Do you make New Year's resolutions, and do you stick to them? For me, I kind of just, like, think about positivity and love and family and,
mm-hmm.
you know...
Like, nobody... going into the new year with positive
yeah.
views and positive
yeah.
energy. Yeah.
Because nobody likes a skinny, sober bitch anyways, right?
I never do a New Year's resolution, but, like, you know, like you, I just go into a new year with a clear head and thinking,
yeah.
oh, this will be a great year, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah. You've been granted one Christmas wish. What will it be? One Christmas wish.
Lots of success in the new year.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
I was just going to say kind of the same thing. Like,
yeah.
God damn it, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Mary Magdalene and...
Delta Burke.
Delta Burke, please.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the feelings, the want to keep doing what I love to do and to keep loving what I do.
Yeah,
you know, like,
definitely.
Because one of the reasons, what creates most of my motivation is like, I think we're really funny.
Yeah.
I love how we do
you
harmonies
love
together.
At yourself.
I love our harmonies together.
Mm-hmm.
I love putting our shows together. And, you know, I worry, like, what happens if I don't end up loving that?
Yeah.
And then it becomes work and it's hard,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, no.
So, yeah.
So much success in the new year.
So much success. Yeah. So we've been getting a lot of people asking if we would do an impromptu Christmas sing-along.
Okay. What kind of
I was thinking we should sing a nice little round out the episode with Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Okay.
So we've never done an in-studio,
like live on the air.
Let's try it.
Okay.
If it's bad, the episode ends now.
Yeah, exactly.
And you'll know we weren't happy with it.
And happy holidays.
That's right. Okay, so let's see here. Merry Christmas. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much for listening to our podcast. We love you, and we'll see you in the new year.
Bye.
I think that was the gayest thing I ever heard.